you. Well, come on then.
Very fine. Very fine indeed.
I knew you'd think so.
And you say you have a set of six to correspond.
That's correct.
A complete set. What puzzles me is that I should not have heard of such magnificent specimens. I only know of one set in England to match this, and that one is certainly not on the market. What price are you asking?
I'd be perfectly happy for you to obtain an independent valuation.
Ah.
Christie's, Sotheby's, whatever you wish.
That is most generous of you. Would it be indiscreet if I were to ask you how you obtained this?
Does it really matter? You can see that the piece is genuine.
Things grow more mysterious. That it is genuine, I'm quite certain. But in dealing with objects of this value, one naturally wishes to have all the details. I should have expected you to know that.
My dear Baron, you can do business or not. I've given you first refusal, but I'll have no difficulty in other quarters.
Why exactly did you come to me?
I understood you were a connoisseur.
And who gave you this understanding?
I'm aware that you've written a book on the subject.
Have you read the book?
No.
Dear me. You describe yourself as a connoisseur and a collector. You have this valuable piece in your collection, and you should never trouble to consult the one book which would have told you the real meaning and value of what you held. How do you explain that?
I'm a very busy man. I'm a doctor in practice.
That's no answer. If a man has a hobby, he follows it up, whatever his other pursuits may be. So, you are a connoisseur.
Yes, I am.
Indeed. What do you know of the Emperor Shomu? Tell me a little of the Northern Wei dynasty.
This is intolerable, sir. I came here to do you a favor, not to be examined as if I were a schoolboy.
You are here as a spy, an emissary of Holmes. The man is dying, so he sends his assassin to keep watch on me.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Be silent! Or your next words will be your last, Dr. John Watson.
Drop the gun, Gruner!
Holmes!
Well, hey, two trespassers, two criminals, and the law will be entirely on my side.
Heaven, get him out!
Take it from me, and all the others like me!
Those screams. I don't think I'll ever get the sound out of my head. I couldn't do a thing.
Will he live?
Yes, he will. But he'll be disfigured for life and very possibly blind. Concentrated sulfuric acid. If I'd had my bag with me...
You rang for help and you sent for his own doctor. What more could you do?
Nothing. Nothing.
The wages of sin, Watson. God knows there was sin enough. If this diary of lust doesn't break off the marriage, nothing will, Sir James.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Holmes is quite right. When Mr. Merville sees what's in those pages...
If it's as horrible as you say, I'm loath to show it to her. Surely, if Gruner is as scarred as you describe, the marriage is thwarted anyway.
I'm afraid not. She'd love him the more as a disfigured martyr.
It's the book or nothing. It'll bring her back to earth. It's in his own hand. She can't get round it.
Well, gentlemen, I owe you my thanks, and those of my client. You may leave the matter of the criminal charges to him.
They surely can't be hushed up completely.
No, Doctor. But neither Mr. Holmes nor Miss Winter need be unduly worried, I think.
Thank you.
Now I must go. The Ming saucer, Mr. Holmes?
Yeah.
Please thank your client for the loan.
Yes, indeed. Worth a king's ransom, Sir Holmes said.
Right then, gentlemen.
Allow me, Sir James.
Good day to you both.
Good day.
Good day, Sir James.
You shall be in bed. You may not really have been at death's door, but that doesn't mean you're completely well.
Don't fuss, Watson.
Don't fuss. For pity's sake, why couldn't you have told me what you were really up to? I thought the plan was just to keep Gruner in the country a few days longer. I nearly died of shock when you appeared in that doorway.
So did I when Kitty Winter turned up.
I should have expected it. All the signs were there. What's happened to my brain?
It was